Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. This week, we're continuing our look at the book of Revelation as we continue our study through God's precious word. Here's Pastor Walt Lanier, taking the Bible as it is to people as they are.
We'll finish it up today, the last couple of verses, and then next week, I want to give an overview, kind of everything that we learned, kind of capsulize it in one Sunday, kind of from the beginning of the route we're called the Rapture Translation of Saints to Revelation 22. I'm going to do that in one sitting. Okay, I know you don't think I can do it, but I'm going to do it. You know, a lot to pack in those years of 7 years and 1,000-year reign of Christ and all these other eternal continuum. But we're going to do that next week, Lord willing. And then in a week or two after that, because we've got Christmas cantatas and other things, a lot of Christmas prayer, but very soon, next couple of weeks, some will begin or studying the book of Hebrews. Already, a couple of the ladies have been in the book of Hebrews, and so I know some of y'all have already started the book of Hebrews, and I want to encourage you to kind of start getting ahead and reading the book of Hebrews. And somebody told me yesterday that it's just hard to, even the first chapter, it's hard to understand. That's why one reason I believe Paul wrote the book of Hebrews, because Peter said that our brother Paul wrote a lot of things that it's difficult to understand. And the book of Hebrews is, anyway, I got to get in the book of Revelation here. Read the book of Hebrews. Wonderful book, and I can't wait. I was telling somebody yesterday, I've had the privilege over the years to teach different books. Of course, Revelation, we taught twice because people wanted to hear it again. The book of Genesis, and each of these over a year in studies, because you just don't go through them, you know, in a week or two. Went through the book of Romans. We went through the book of 1 Corinthians. We went through the book of Philippians. We went through all kinds of books. But I'm as excited about Hebrews because of what I've been reading and studying as anything that we've done. So I want to encourage you over the next couple of weeks, read through the book of Hebrews. And even if you don't understand, a lot of things I don't understand, but we'll learn together, okay? Revelation chapter number 22. I mentioned last week, we started last week in verse number 14, and we read through verse number 19, and we ended about the book of life. But if anybody takes away from the book, you take, remember we talked about that, I left y'all hanging about that, okay? And I want to get back into that and finish the rest of the chapter, but I want to back up to verse number 17, put everything in context once again, okay? Verse number 17, Revelation 22, and the Spirit and the bride say, come. And let him that heareth say, come. And let him that is athirst come. And whosoever will. And amen can go there, by the way. Whosoever will. Let him take of the water of life freely. Now, before I go any farther, again, I mentioned to you last week about the last book of Revelation is not only the last of the book of the Bible, but we get the final prophecy, the last prophecy. And here in chapter number 22, we get that last invitation in Scripture. We're going to find out about that last proclamation here in verses 18 and 19. And then that last promise in verse number 20 when he says, surely I come quickly. And all these are the last things that God has told us in his book. And they're all very important. Mostly this last invitation. If you want to keep with the P's, I got last preparation. You know, if you want to alliterate his sermon, the last preparation, because he says, come, come. And I want you to notice, I believe, and it mentions three times the word come. The Spirit and the bride say, come, and let him that hears say, come. I believe these comes, or when Jesus says, surely I come, I'm coming quickly. I believe that this is what it's referring to, about the coming of Christ. That's the subject matter, Okay? And then when it says, and let him that is athirst come, I believe that's the invitation. Are you following the thought here? Yes. This is yes, this is no. In other words, we look at this as the last invitation. I think I mentioned this last week in the Bible. It's like two sides of a coin. It says, come, Lord Jesus. And the other side of that coin is, come to the Lord Jesus. That's in that verse. When he says, come, and let him that hears say, come. Remember, Jesus already, in verse number 7, in verse number 17, he says, I come quickly. I come quickly. And that, this is, I believe, what he said, well, come. Matter of fact, we see in verse number 20, where John says, even so, come, Lord Jesus. We ought to be anticipating the coming of Christ today. I know there's a lot of people, a lot of good preachers, and I know some that do not believe in the imminent return of Jesus Christ. In other words, they do not believe that Jesus could come today. They believe that you have to go through part of the tribulation. They're debating where that would be, whether it's the fifth trumpet, the seals, the seventh trumpet, the seal, the fourth seal. I know some people think after the fourth seal, Jesus would come. You know, the Antichrist and all these things. But boy, they sure mess up on a lot of, they not just biblically, but that sure mess up a lot of singing. They can't sing songs. I was thinking this way, the song, Jesus is coming soon. More, they can't sing that when the inspiration is singing. You know what they got to sing? The Antichrist is coming soon. Now, joke about that, but that's true. If you believe that the Antichrist is coming, you're not looking for Christ, you're looking for the Antichrist. And nowhere in Scripture, nowhere, there's not one verse of Scripture that talks about for us to look for the Antichrist. Over and over and over and over again, looking for him, waiting for him. All this over and over and over. So I see this in verse number 17 as literally, not only does the Spirit and the bride say, Christ, come back to the world. We see this invitation. They also say, world, come back to Christ. You see that in verse 17? I want y'all to look at that. Don't look at me now. All right. Oh, it's right here on the scripture. Maybe y'all are looking at the screen up there, okay? Literally, there's two sides of that coin there. All right? And I don't want to belabor the point, but it's a wonderful passage of scripture. The Word of God is closing. This is the last revelation that's ever given to mankind. Matter of fact, we're going to read in just a minute about changing and adding and subtracting. Other people have different Bibles and all. What we have here is God's very Word. If I didn't believe that, I'd shut this up and I'd go somewhere else. By the way, there are no mistakes in this book. Amen, preacher. And I've said it over and over and over, and I want you, as Westwood Mission Baptist Church, don't be tossed by other great Bible teachers and others who would tell you about Scripture, and they would say, they'd read a word, and they would say, well, we know the King James Bible says this, but it can be better rendered this, or it could be better translated. Have you ever heard that before? Yeah. Don't fall into that trap. If it could be better translated, we don't have the pure Word of God. Are y'all with me?
Amen.
It's true. The Bible is not 99.4400% pure like Ivory Soap. I know these old ladies know what I'm talking about, Ivory Soap. Remember these commercials? Matter of fact, we lost the commercials of old, used to be so good. I go around the house with my grandkids and I sing old commercials that they've never heard before. Oh, I wish I were an Oscar Mayer wiener. That is what I truly like to be. Y'all remember that song? My baloney had a first name. This ain't very spiritual. I know it's not. But anyway, it's the same thing about Ivory Soap. It used to be a commercial. Now I got these jingles going through my head. I got to get back to spiritual thought. 44 is so pure. 44.100%. I'm telling you, the Word of God is not 99.4400% pure. It's 100. The Bible tells us every word is pure.
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious Word. Well, from now until tomorrow, may God bless you richly, is our prayer.